Welcome back to Voices Front Lines. We're here to take your calls. And on line two, we have Ed from Palmdale. Ed, welcome to the show.
Hi. I'd just like to make a quick comment about racism. And to me, you don't combat racism with racism. There's only one race. It's the human being race. And anthropologists and Bible scholars will tell you that we all came from Africa. And basically, we're all African Americans. We're all different shades of color of the same emanating light energy that came from the eternal source. So if you're a liberal or if you're a progressive, we have to start using the proper terms and stop perpetuating this myth of separation by race and religion and nationalities and political beliefs. We have to unite.
Ed, I have a question for you. I hear what you're saying, but I also know that about 3 months ago, a 13-year-old black boy was shot 10 times by LAPD. I haven't heard so many white kids getting shot by it. So
well, did they see what color he was in the car? I mean, it's just...
Yeah,
you know,
they chased him.
All right, well, that was a great review, Ed. Thanks a lot. And
okay.
Take good care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Now we have Ignacio. Let's get him on.
Ignacio from East L.A.
And let's stay on, please, the film crash, the Asata Shakur situation and the demonstration tomorrow by all the different groups on the school system. Which one you want to grab, Ignacio?
I'll take the most important by far, and that's the education. I'm an engineer. I had the opportunity to go through the education system myself. I work for the UC system in the admissions office, so I helped decide along with the team who submitted and who doesn't. I was born and raised from a disadvantaged community, and I was able to make it up. And there's nothing more important than being able to get all of our problems solved through education. That's being able to get ourselves in positions where we can do something about impacting the race relations and about the educational system and about the Shakur. And all three of those can all be solved with our education. I think it's most important. I think everyone should come out and support the A through G movement, not only here in Los Angeles, but exactly all throughout the state of California this is happening. I work a lot up in the central Santa Barbara area as well with UCSB, UCLA. Students understand that the problem is that students are failing at an alarming rate all over the United States, and especially here in California. And if they're going to be failing at that rate, we might as well raise the bar up to the next level, the level of A through G. If we have that level, our students will still be failing. But if they're going to be failing at that rate where we can put them up to the higher level, the higher expectations, they're going to be failing but getting further ahead at the same time. So I hope that everybody can come out and support that. That's the first I've heard of it, and I'll definitely be there.
Well, that's wonderful. I think that obviously the idea of people that somehow manage to fight their way through this racist educational system, get a degree, get a professional education, and come back and support inner-city youth, you are setting a model. We'll also be there from the Labor Community Strategy Center and Bus Riders Union tomorrow at the demonstration. And thanks very much for your comment, and we're going to move to Rodney. Brother Rodney, are you on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What do you got to say?
You know, I've been listening to the subject matter, and one of the main things that I've come to understand is that we've changed a lot in just the last 30 years in how we protect ourselves. Part of protecting ourselves means that we have to educate our children and protect our children. Not only do we educate and protect them, but we have to protect all the businesses in our community. If we don't grow as a community, which is basically an extension of family, then the basic problem is extinction. And that's what it seems like is really kind of happening, because so much money, and that's what a lot of it is the money is being deterred from different programs that are basic fundamental programs that are built on growing, that are built on bringing people together. You know, we have so many educational institutions that don't teach black studies.
Rodney, I'm going to cut you there if it's okay. Thank you so much. I think we're going to get, if anybody got it, do we have one more 1 minute? Okay, so we're going to take it out.
Okay, so thanks everybody for joining us on this episode of Voices from the Front Lines. We wanted to thank Lumumba Mbandale, Kali Akuno, Katanja Undingwo, all these beautiful African names that I need to learn how to pronounce a little bit better. Today we have music from Common, Luciano, and Black Star should be coming up. We'd like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, and our engineer, Maggie LaPique. We'll see you next week. Up next is Beneath the Surface with Susie Weissman, and she's going to be talking about torture in Afghanistan and Uzbekistan. And we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.
Universe ain't tired. Let's speak.